Evolve, guys. Wes here with your guys' weekly update for the week of the 27th of November. The podcast is coming to you guys from my hotel room in Cookeville, Tennessee, where I'm doing a level one at the world famous Rich Froning's gym, CrossFit Mayhem. One thing that is truly mayhem is the size of this gym, you guys. It is crazy, crazy big. It's got every toy that any CrossFitter could ever want to play with in one spot. It's basically, this is my Disneyland, guys. This is it right here. So I'm having an amazing time this weekend with some amazing participants here at our level one in Tennessee. Already met some pretty awesome people, some great stories coming from all over the place, as far as Colorado to Kentucky to North Carolina. All making the trip out here just to get their level one. Very blessed and thankful to be doing the job that I'm doing. So I hope that you guys all had an amazing Thanksgiving as well. Megan and I had quite the debacle happen right before Thanksgiving. We hosted our entire family over at our house. We're supposed to be the host for Thanksgiving every year, but obviously JoJo put the kibosh on that last year. But this year we were ready to go. We had the Thanksgiving Day turkey prepped. Stuffing was bought. Things were going great. We had Joey's birthday the Saturday before. Sunday, Megan opens up our fridge and goes, "Hey, does this meat in here feel a little warm?" go in there and check it out. And sure enough, our fridge took a crap on us. So the week before Thanksgiving, we did not have a fridge at the house. We actually had to go to Megan's parents' house and grab the old mini fridge that we had from the gym, and we were using that to prep for Thanksgiving. So it really made me thankful and grateful to the things that I have, something as simple as a fridge and being able to store food in it. Made me take a step back for a second and kind of realize that, you know, material things aren't everything, and that it was the people we had over for Thanksgiving that really made Thanksgiving what it was. So I hope you guys had the same kind of experience. Not that your fridge went bad or anything, but that you had an opportunity to kind of take a deep breath, sit back, enjoy time with family and friends or wherever you were, whatever you were doing, and spend a very few moments that I don't think we do too often of just taking account of how grateful we are to be in the situation that we are and to be able to do the things that we do. With that being said, Megan and I, Joey, Ruka, Brittany, Reed, Lug, Adelina, Michaela, and Brett need to tell you guys how thankful we are to you. So thank you guys so much for allowing us to live out our dreams of training you guys and being part of the best gym in the world, Coast Range CrossFit. And I can say that I've been all over the place. I've seen thousands of gyms in my time on CrossFit Level 1 staff. And yeah, you go to places like this in Cookeville, Tennessee, right? And I mean, it's got everything that you could ever want as far as toys go, but nothing beats our family and community, in my opinion, at Coast Range CrossFit. So Megan and I really need to, you know, send a thank you to you guys, all the members. And also, we want to send a huge thank you to the coaches of Coast Range CrossFit. We are very blessed to have the coaching staff that we do that go above and beyond what we ask them to do. And we ask a lot of them, that is for sure. It seems like every week we're adding something else for these guys to do to make your guys' lives better at the gym. And we know that we demand a lot of them. And all we ever get back every time we ask them to do something new is just smiles and high fives and let's go get after it. And that's a very rare thing that I see in this world nowadays, especially with kids as young as Brittany and Reed and those guys are. But they do it because they love it, and they love it because of you guys. So thank you guys so much for just being you and being amazing and allowing us to do what we get to do. I cannot wait to get into that new gym and show you guys our gratitude for you in kind of a very new way with some materialistic things, I guess you could say, as far as like, you know, looks and, you know, some little like perks here and there at the gym that we're going to have. But bottom line is that you guys deserve it, and we can't wait to give it to you. So thank you again. We're very grateful and very thankful to have you guys as members of Coast Range CrossFit. So we don't really have much coming up this week. There is some things as far as the programming side goes. We're going to be testing our one rep maxes on the Olympic lifts this week. So you guys will get a go ahead at your one rep max snatch and a go ahead at your one rep max clean and jerk sometime during this week's programming. We're going to retest those two things in 5 weeks, and we've got a program that we think is going to help you guys get a better clean and jerk and a better snatch. As long as you guys come to the gym and stay consistent and stay on your guys' diet, you should be good to go. With that being said, Brittany and I are going to be doing a Q&A live on Instagram, or I think we decided Facebook. I lied. Live on Facebook. Through the Coast Range Facebook page on the last two nutrition videos that we've done. The last one we did was going through the grocery store. And then next Saturday, we're going to be doing the new one on the meal prepping. That one's going to be a long one, I think, for us to make, as far as if you've ever meal prepped, you understand why. But we're going to try to cut it down into the most important things that you guys really need to know to save time, to save sanity, and to keep your food fresh and enjoyable for the week. So look out for that new video, not this week, but probably next week. And then the Q&A will be this Saturday at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live. Okay, so 1 p.m. Facebook Live. Brittany and I will be on there answering your guys' questions on nutrition. So please take advantage of that, you guys. Take advantage of it. Going along with that, you guys, we've got coming up in January is going to be our post-holiday nutrition challenge. We try to do a nutrition challenge after the holidays, not before or during. We feel like you guys should have the opportunity to enjoy the time that you have with your family and eat whatever you want and hang out. But we all know after the holidays are over, the New Year's done, it's like, all right, I'm done. I'm ready to get back on track. So we're going to have our next nutrition challenge on January 8th. More information to come about that pretty soon. And then we'll be doing another one right before the school year starts, probably like in August. We'll try to do two a year. I think that's going to be the goal for us, but we'll see how that goes. So in the meantime, if you're looking for some tips and trips and tricks for your nutrition, be sure to check out those videos we've been doing. We're trying to give you guys as much education on the health side of this CrossFit thing. Remember, Coach Glassman has famously said that you're not doing CrossFit unless you're eating a low carbohydrate diet and you're following some type of a diet. So CrossFit to us is not just coming into the gym. Even if that's consistently, CrossFit to us is also the lifestyle portion of this, which is the nutrition side. And you guys have some amazing resources at Coast Range CrossFit to help you out with that. So that's all I really got for you guys this week. Just coming up, we're going to test those Olympic lifts. We've got the Q&A on Saturday at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live. And get ready for the next nutrition video that's going to be coming out pretty soon on meal prepping. And then in January, after the holidays are over, we got our next nutrition challenge coming for you guys. So I hope you guys are excited about that. Again, do me a favor. If you haven't already, please go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. If you type in the search bar, Wes Pyatt, it should pop up for you. Or Coast Range CrossFit, either one of those. Subscribe to that. And then please put some questions there that you guys want me to answer for you guys. I'm trying to do a tip for you each week that'll help you out. This week's tip is going to be on getting better at skills and drills. We have two different types of training that we can do. We have organic training and we have neurological training. If you want to get better at skills, let's say double unders, muscle up, butterfly pull-ups, a snatch, for example, something that requires a high skill set, there's a few things that need to happen. Number one is consistency. You need to practice that skill over and over and over and over again. Number two is that you need to get some sleep. When we sleep, that is where we build the skills in our brain and we connect the wiring. So if you're not sleeping good, you're not going to get those skills as fast. And actually, you could lose a lot of those skills due to lack of sleep. And the third one is focusing on the mechanics rather than focusing on the full movement. So for example, in the snatch, if you don't have a good air squat, your overhead squat is not going to be good, which is the receiving position of the snatch. So you should be focusing on your air squat. And focusing on your air squat is doing some squat therapy. If you don't know what that is, please find a coach. We'll help you out, and we'll get you started on a plan for that. If you have a good air squat, but your overhead squat isn't very good, we need to start focusing on your overhead squat, maybe your shoulder mobility, right? Once we get past those two steps, we can move on to the more dynamic portions, which is going to be the first, second, and third pull of the lift. But we need to master these basics of the movement before we move on to the full snatch if you want to break past those plateaus. So if you find yourself kind of running into a wall, and you're not really sure why, like, I can't break past this PR, blah, 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 I can almost guarantee you that if we were to spend some time on your guys' air squat, and a little bit of time on extra time on your sleep, that we could probably make that a little better. So that's my tip for you guys this week, especially with the Olympic lifts that we're going to have coming up. Take advantage of those. See a coach if you want any more tips from them on getting better at your squat, getting better shoulder mobility, or anything like that. And I hope you guys have an amazing week, and we will see you in the gym.